course, I'm a Lagos girl. I live for fake life. Of course, I'm a Lagos girl. I'm broke. Broke to stupor. But how can you tell? I fake it. You know, I don't get it when babies be crying. I'm broke, I'm broke, I'm broke, I'm broke. Girl, get up and fake that life. You know, I almost dated a celebrity, you know, through this my fake life. Yeah. But you know, that's the way you are like, you faked it to the point that you know that if you keep going this way, it's going to choke you. So you have to come out. Exactly. That was what happened. Anyways, guys, welcome to the fresh episode of Alice in Lagos, your navigating podcast for staying and surviving Lagos. Today is all about fake life. Like, seriously. Like, when I tell people, like, fake life, like, I live fake life, people will be like, why are you so proud to say something like that? Is this something to be proud of? If I tell you everything fake life has gotten me, trust me, my real self cannot even dare. Like, I mean, cannot dare do that for me. Fake life is just this life that I wear to try if something is going to work. So I just want to know if this thing is going to work. I'm just like, let me know it. Let me do it. So I'm going to trace my fake life back to like when I was in secondary school. So I grew up in Port Harcourt. Yeah, where pidgin was like very predominant. And then, you know, there was this anyhow behavior. So I'd not grew up in a ghetto kind of area, but it was not that good. It was not that bad. It was just then normal. Like, people were behaving anyhow. There were also people behaving normally. But I know that I used to fight. So then in my Jesus one, I used to fight a lot of girls. Like, people hated me. Teachers hated me. You know, people didn't want to make me their friend. So Jesus two, I told myself I was going to come back with this new makeover, you know, I was just gonna be a new person. So I remember going home that day, working on myself, you know, started learning how to speak good English, because like everything about me was just pidgin and I could blab my mouth like I was that bad. So when I came back the new semester, I came out this new girl. Everybody just like saw something different in me. Even those girls like were like very neat and everything, like they were even shocked to see me being this different. They tried to come and join my group, you know. I was that good. So that was when my whole fake life started, because I know like I was not this person. I know me. I like to quarrel. I like to fight. Like, I'm a kind of person that me and you, like, we could quarrel now and I, that quarrel, I'm not satisfied with that quarrel. When I go back to my house, I'll just be imagining I'm quarreling, like I'm in the scene re-quarreling with you, you know, that kind of thing. I'm like, you're stupid, you're this, I should have I'll start highlighting the things I should have done. I love that kind of thing, but now I'm changed. I cannot be doing that. I mean, as a kid then, so that was me. But then I was forced to be something I'm not, you know, trying to be like I'm this cool-headed girl. Then when I got to my SS, I was now this girl that everybody loved. Everybody just wanted to talk to. Now, when I went to uni, I was now the coolest girl. So, you know, everybody just liked me, you know, that kind of thing. Like, that trace of me that loves to fight was dead and gone. Like, it was a new person. I don't know if it's maturity happening or it was just me faking it. But I think I faked it, because then in my GSS, like, not just primary two, like, that was when the real fake life started, you know. My parents, like, are very religious. They have this thing of not letting us watch TV or something until a certain age. So I remember then my friends, when they come to school, they're like, they'll be telling the stories and the films they watch during the holidays. And when it gets to my turn, they'll be like, tell us your own. And then I'll just have to fake one story, all this kind of thing. And nobody will know. They just think I used to watch amazing stuff. And then they always love my story. And they'll be like, tell us the name of this store so we can go and watch. I'm like, I can't remember. That's when the real fake life started. So I've always felt like this fake life of a thing has always been in me. So Lagos was not where I learned it. Like, people always say, when you come to Lagos, you have to learn how to fake it. No, it has always been in me. So I just think the only thing that happened was Lagos gave me that platform to really fake it, like to really, really fake it, because it was in Lagos that I faked it. And I was like, chai, I didn't lie you. And you know, there was one time I faked it like that and the person had to call my brother. No, I faked it, because the way I faked this thing is like, I don't pull my family out there. I protect every other person, like my family. So that was how I coined the lie. My brother was not my brother. My brother was my friend. So, and then I had to link my brother to work with this guy that I eventually faked it with. So after the whole thing, in one of my brother's discussion with the guy now said something that my brother was not really sure that happened. So my brother had to call me and be like, did you say something like this? So when I explained the context to my brother, I was like, okay, you know, that kind of thing. So my brother Tisha, he helped me in the fake life thing, because I could always leverage on his success, his achievements and stuff like that. And then my friends too, you know, their successes, I could always use it to front sometimes when I just wanted to, like, you know, amplify my lie or my hype and all of those. So yeah, so fake life was just that thing for me. To be very honest, I didn't care about a lot of things, I mean, before coming to Lagos, like relationship, when it has to be with it, whether the person has money or all this kind of stuff. I dated people, like, because I really liked them. But when you come to Lagos, it just, like, keeps you on the standard thing where you have to, like, date a certain people, lie about, you know, knowing a certain people just to be all this kind of thing. It was also something I just had to, like, do to a certain period of time. So, yeah, fake life was just it. So let's get to the business of the day. So how do you do this fake life? So first thing I'm going to say is work on your personality. You know what you're looking for. You know what you're trying to get. You know who you're trying to impress. You know what you're trying to get at the end of the day. So get it. It's to make it. Like I said in my videos, like, fake it to make it. Don't fake it just to for nothing. Don't fake it just to, you know, brag or something. Fake it to be able to make it, to get that gig, to get that relationship, to get that connection, just, like, you know, something. Just work on your personality to be able to get that thing you do. And then meet a lot of people with that personality. It's one thing for you to work on that personality. Then you need to go out there to, like, meet people. I mean, try out if this thing is actually working. Because that's the thing about me. Like, if I'm faking it to make it here, if I'm out there, like, it's a whole different personality. And wearing that personality, I'm not wearing it for myself. I'm wearing it to meet people to see how they integrate with this thing. And I feel like people like that part of me. Because the real me, like, is very quiet. Like I said, the real me can be very introverted. But the fake me is very extroverted, very outgoing. Like, basically what you're having right now, this version of me you're having is the fake me. This cannot be the real me. The real me cannot even stand here and talk. So, yeah. And then when you're doing that, you have to foster a relationship with that. Use it to build relationship. When you meet these people, use it to build relationship. Exactly. So how do you swap from fake to real? Yeah. You know, it gets to that point. Like I said, I almost dated somebody because, I mean, through my fake life. Yeah, so you have to get to that point where you, like, need to swap it depending on how things are going with you and this person. So there's one thing I used to do. When I know something is for long term, I always start it very real. When I know something is for short term, like me telling you the real me and me not telling you the real me doesn't really affect you in anywhere. There's no point really putting that pressure off. I can be anything for that person. I can be anything for you, you know. And it, especially when I know that this part of me can be very productive, this part of me can be very, you know, accepting. So I just have to wear that personality. But what I do is, in relationship, when I know I want to date somebody, I always go for real than fake. Then when I know I'm not dating this person, nah, I can't be anything. Like, you said good day, like, and you know that kind of thing. I'm like a perfect match for you. Like, I'm the best. You're like, ah, this girl cannot. So I have a lot of people that see me in that light. Oh, ah, this girl, if I dated that girl in my life, me, I know I cannot keep up with that personality, like, years, 2 years, 3 years. So why? So that's the thing. So it's always common of really real. So what I'm saying is, like, when you really want to do that swapping to faking it, I don't really do it, because for long-term things, I always go for real. Short-term things, when I know it's just one of thing, I'm not even going to see this person in the next 3 years or 4 years. And I'll just, like, yeah, I always know the relationships are going to be like that and the ones that are not going to be like that. So the next thing is, what are the disadvantages of living this fake life? To be honest, yeah, there are lots of advantages of living fake life to the disadvantage. I'll say one disadvantage of living fake life is that when it comes to like telling people your real problem, you can't actually do that, because you know the personality you've put out, the persona that people know you for, you can't go and just tell them, oh, I'm looking for this thing, because you need you to start retelling everything you've told them. But apart from that, every other thing is just like, you can always say, like, for example, if you're broke and everybody knows you've been acting all rich and all of this, you can't start saying I'm broke. You understand? You need to like keep up with that stuff. So you have to deal with it, which is, I mean, yourself. That is what it does to me. Like, when I know I have put all this personality out there, I can't go back and just like spoil everything. No. So all it needs me to do is like keep working, keep pushing, keep putting that extra effort, you know, and all of those. Yeah. And another question is, how does imposter syndrome relate with fake life? Okay, imposter syndrome is the reason I live fake life, because my real self is not it. My real self is not motivated. My real self is not ambitious. That's like I told you guys in my episode 2. I'm a kind of person that like comfort zone. I could just stay here forever and just do it. And no, that's not my business, right? At 25, I was broke. I was not looking for a job. I was not looking, like, the only thing I was interested in was relationships. You can see that's how my real self is. But when I started living fake life, it made me very creative. It made me very ambitious. It came off as this girl that has a lot of things she's chasing. And that's why when people make the fake me, they are really like, they're already falling in love with her. Then when I open the real me, it doesn't always sit nice. So what I do is like, I'm very careful with this whole thing. You know, like, I mean, fake life is the reason. I mean, imposter syndrome is the reason I live fake life. So, yeah. So what is the future of fake life? Well, for me, if it does not hurt a fly, you're good to go. Like, if what you're doing, it does not hurt or affect anybody, then does it really care? Like, I don't feel like you should be opening yourself, exposing yourself to everybody out there and like, this is what I do, this is what I do. Like, it's all about you protecting yourself. So if you can protect yourself and then it's not hurting about a person, I feel like the future is as bright as the star. Yeah, that's what I feel like. And I also want to correct a notion about this fake life, right? Fake it to make it is not deception. It's not you scamming people. It's not you stealing from people or trying to deceive people like and do something. It's you trying out something new. It's you using this personality to see that, oh, I can actually do something, because that can do attitude is what I see as fake life. You understand? I can do this thing. I can actually try this thing. I can delve into this and I think it can work. You know, that's what fake life is for me. Oh God. Anyways, guys, we've come to the end of this episode. Join me next week as we unravel so many other interesting topics. But today, don't forget to like, share, follow, and comment.